going to be quoting a Tosus, a Ran, a couple lines of Gemara.
Okay, I still know whether I should focus on Shulchan Aruch.
Shulchan Aruch would be helpful.
Yeah.
For sure. So I'd like to begin the sugya today of Nat Bar Nat. This will be tomorrow, very quickly inside on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis. First of the wide lines, Itma. Dogim Sha'ol Bekara. Rav Amar Oso Liochon Bekutach. Ushmo Amar Mutalochon Bekutach. Rav Amar also loved no same time. Who Shmuel Amar Muta no same time. Bar no same time. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tzadi Hey, Seif Gimel Kaaros Shavasar Shehudchu Biyorach Oleves. Now we're talking about a case where you have a kara, kadera, which was used for fleishiks, and it was rinsed off so that there's no be'en, and now you want to clean it, do a more thorough cleaning, and place it into a yorach leves bechamin shayad soletis ben. So let's just imagine that he's got a large milchika machvas of some sort, and it was used for milchiks today. It doesn't have any be'en in it, but it's yad soletis. We could even imagine that there was a fire going on underneath the milchika pot. Shneim b'nei yomon. So on the one hand, it's a no sein tam shvach situation. On the other hand, there's no be'en. And the question is, does the tam basa from the kara besaris go into the mayim, and the tam chola from the machmas choleves goes into the mayim? And now we have a mixture of two tamim, of a tam basa with a tam chola. Says the mechaber mutter, Mishum da havile no sein tam bar no sein tam de tera. In other words, you have an asinas tam from the basar into the kedera, from the kedera into the cholov. You have an asinas tam of cholov into the kara, into the kedera, or machvas, whatever you want to call it, and from there into the mayim. So you have a double asinas tam, which is a tam sheni. In other words, it's basar into the kedera, from the kedera into the mayim, and the same is true for the cholov. And each tam unto itself is tam de tera. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins, having no same tam bar no same tam de tera, and it's mutar. If you take a look in the Ber Agola, he points out that this is the shita of the Ramban. So we'll summarize the Shita of the Ramban in just a minute. But let's just take a quick look at the Ramah, which is on the next page if you have the same printing that I have. And the Ramah writes, V'yesh Osri. And once again, if you look in the Ber Agola, at the last line, he writes, Tosus Chulin Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph Dibur Rishon. Now, of course, if you were to look at Tosus Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph Dibur Rishon, you would get very overwhelmed. It's one of the longest Tosus in Shas. But thank God the piece that we need is a short piece at the end of this long Tosus. But first, before we see Tosus, let's just mention the Ramban Shita, which is the Psak of the Mechaber. Ramban says Yesh lahatir karos shemishtamshim ben basar shehudchu b'machvas shel cholov b'kli rishon afagav d'shneim b'nei yomon shreitam basar b'mayim shebemachvas. When the tam goes from the basar into the kara, and then from the kara into the mayim, dami mamish, letam basar shebedogim, just like the tam of the basar goes into the kedera, and from the kedera into the dogim, so to hear the tam goes from the basar into the kedera, and from the kedera into the mayim. The travayu havi no saint tam bar no saint tam de tera. And in both cases, the tam of the dogim, the tam of the dogim, and the tam of the mayim are both no saint tam bar no saint tam de tera. So the Ramban is pretty straightforward. Let's take a look at Tosis at the end of this long Tosis that begins on Kuf Yud Aleph on Beis and ends on Kuf Yud Beis of an Aleph. Tosa says the following. It's about 10 lines before the end of Tosa. The karos shemishtamshim bahem basar shehudchu v'machvas shel cholav b'kli rishon u'shneim b'nei yomin yesh lesa afilu im nomar lav dafka olu el afilu nisbashlu. In other words, even according to that daya in the Rishonim, that if you cook the fish in a fleshik pot, it's still mutter. And it's lav dafka the case where you put the fish down on a fleshik pot, fleshik surface, fukara. And Tosus goes on to guarantee us that there's no shamnunis be'en, fine. And Tosus says, why is this asur? He says, afilu ein shamnunis be'en asur. Dakaros nogos b'machvas. V'niflat tam mizelezeh. He says that when you have the kara besaris, it's going to sink down to the bottom of the water, and it's going to come in direct contact with the machvas cholemus. And niflatam zem zelazem. And that, he says, is tam sheni be'isur. So that's the first explanation of Tosfos as to why he thinks this is asur. Against the Ramban, the Ode, and furthermore, so we'll come back to Tosfos' first answer in just a minute. The Ode, the Lodomi Klal Lidogim Sha'ol Bekara. This is not the same as our case of Shmuel of Dogim. Dok Shatam Sheni Shal Basar Vishal Cholav Nichnas B'Mayim Miyad Nesru Amayim. So I would emphasize the word miyad. In other words, in the case of dogim, there's no mixture of tam basar with tam chol miyad. First, you cook the fish in a fleshik pot, and then later on, you decide to use that fish with milk. So that's not miyad. However, here, in our case of mayim, you have the tam of the basar through the kedera, and the tam of the cholav through the kedera, going immediately into the mayim, and you have now a tarovus of two tamim, a basar, a cholav in the mayim. Is miyad nesru amayim vechozrim v'osrim akaros v'amachvos v'amachvas. In other words, once the mayim is asur because it has an immediate blia of both basar and cholov, now the mayim is polate its tam into the machvas, into the kara, and therefore everything is asur. And then Tosus points out that in the case of an Eda Ben Yomo, then the din is different, the din is mutar. So let's just summarize the two explanations of Tosfos as to why he disagrees with the Ramban. The first explanation of Tosfos is that Shtei Hakaros Nogos Zubazu. And that's a very unique approach to say that there's a Tam of Basar that's being transferred over to the Kedera Chol Leves and vice versa because of Negiah. Usually we have a principle that Ein Bliya Yotzeis Michaticha L'chaticha below Rotev. However, Tosus is assuming that there is some, shall we say, minimum level of Pleita Satam Zubizu. That has to be taken very seriously, and we have to analyze that. Right now, for the time being, and I'll tell you why in a second, I'm more interested in the V'od in Tosfos, that Tosfos says this is not similar at all to the case of Dagim, because in the case of Dagim, the Basar goes from the Kara into the Dagim, and right now everything is Heter. It's only later, when he introduces the Kutach, that's when you have a Tarovis of two Tamim. But here, says Tosfos, in the case of the Hadochas Hakaros, you have an immediate mixture in the water of Tam Basar and Tam Chol. Now, what I want to show you here is the Ran at the end of Kol HaBasar. This is on Mem Aleph, Omed Aleph B'Dafei Arif. And the Ran also disagrees with the Ramban. And towards the end of this very long Ran that begins on Mem Omed Beis with the words Dagim Shalom Bekarish Mulom Mutar, and it continues here on Mem Aleph Omed Aleph towards the paragraph that starts Snon, he says a few lines before the end, he writes that Kan Tam HaCholov HaNiflat L'Toch HaMayim Mekabel Tam Mitam HaBosor Rishon Shebekaros. In other words, there's some sort of taroves in the Mayim of these two Tam, of the Tam Bosor and the Tam Cholov. Hilkoch Lo Avinat Barnat El no sein tam rishon hu shno sein tam bechol hilkach lo dami klal. So after quoting the Ramban, who's mekil, he disagrees. So the first answer the Ran will come back to in a second, but basically the Ran, to summarize in his first explanation, says that there's a simultaneous taroves of tam basar and tam cholov in the mayim. This should not be identified with Tosus' second explanation, which I think is very similar to the Ran's second explanation. The Ode, Demai de Sharina no Saint Tam bar no Saint Tam, Lav Mishum de Savrina Che'ein Tam Rishon Mispashe Meholech Arashlishi, Diem Kein Afil Bishar Isurim Neimahofi. If you're going to tell me that there's no Ispashe Satam to the third, then that should apply even in the case of the Vela. Okay, fine. So he says that here it's different. Aval kan shetam sheni lo amad bifnei atzmo klal. I would underline those words. Lo amad bifnei atzmo klal. Ela tekef shebali olam. Nisarev betamo shel cholov is therefore mistabra vale di osu. It seems to me, you can tell me if you agree or disagree, that the second explanation of the Ran as to why he disagrees with the Ramban and the Asas is identical with the second explanation of Tosfos on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. And they're both saying that the Dagim case of Shmuel, of Nosing Tam, Bar Nosing Tam, is not Miyad. It means that the Tam of the Basar in the Dagim is Omeid Bifnei Atzma. We used to have, when I was a child, a telegram. When you sent the telegram, you would add the word stop. Right? Stop meant a period. This is just from my childhood. So I think what the Ron is saying is that no Saint Tabar, no Saint Tam has a stop in the middle. It's never Miyad. In other words, the Tam of the Basar ends up in the Dagim stop. Then you take the Dagim and you cook them with Kutach. Our case is different, because in our case, Ein HaTam Omeid B'fnei Atzmo. There's never a moment in time where the Tam stops. Elatekef Shabaliolam, immediately when the Tam Basar enters into the Mayim, is this Arev B'tamo Shel Cholov. Why? Because you're in a Machva Shel Cholov, and in the Mayim you have both two Tamim. You have two Tamim that are shooting out, so to speak, and mixing together in the Mayim, the Tam Basar, the Tam Cholov. And therefore, Ein HaTam Omeid B'fnei Atzmo. When does Shmuel apply the principle of not bar not? That's only if one tam, meaning the tam sheni of either bas or chol, if man is not, is omeid b'fnei atzmo. But here we have a case where it's miyad. The Ron doesn't use the word miyad, but that's clearly his intention, and that's what Tosfos says, that it's miyad. So the Ron and Tosfos, both in their second explanation, see the mayim as receiving a tam of basar and a tam of cholov miyad. And even though it's a tam sheni, but nevertheless, if two tam shenis, one of basar, one of cholov, mix immediately as soon as they're niflat, that's not bar not. Not bar not could only be if at one moment in time I could say that it was nosing tam, and there was hetera, there was never a moment of a tarova at this stage. In the Dagim, there was never a tarovus of Tam Chol, it was only Tam Basar. So now we can apply the principle of Hetera, which means that I can already establish a din of Hetera on the Tam Basar as a Tam Sheni going from the Basar to the Kedera and the Kedera into the Dagim, because the Dagim are not Omeid Hitztarev im Tam Cholov. As far as the Dagim is concerned, it remains a Tam Basar, Tam Sheni and Basar, Liolam Vayel. You decide later on that you want to take this Dagim and cook it with Milchix. Okay, then at that point in time, what you're going to have is a Tam Sheni of Basar, which is Behetera, and that's not capable of generating an Isur in the case of a mixture with Cholov. Why? Because at one point in time I can stop and I can say that when we freeze that frame, what we're left with is hetera. In the Vela, you could never say such a thing, right? Because at the time the Vela goes into the Kedera, and from the Kedera into the Tavshil, that Tavshil immediately is also. The Chiddush of Shmuel is that if that Tam Sheni that goes from the Kedera into the Tavshil is a Tam Heter, then that Tam Heter is a Tam Sheni could never generate an Easter, for whatever reason. And we'll always have to analyze that. But the point is that the mechanics is that there's a Tam Sheni Beheter, which is Edo Omeid Litztarev. Masha Enkin, if I take these two Kederos, one of Basar, one of Cholov, and I put them both into Mayim, Rotchim, Yad Soletespo, and the both Tamim are now entering into the Mayim, simultaneously, there's never a moment in which it's not Omeid Litztarev, because from the very moment of the Pleitas Ablia, it was Mitztarev together with the Tam of Cholov, because in the same Tarovus of Mayim, you have both Tam of Basar coming in from the Kedera Basaris and Tam of Cholov from the Kedera Cholovus. That's what I think the Ran is saying in the second answer. It's a little bit clearer in the Ran than it is in Tosfos, but this is the second answer of Tosfos. Now, before we take a look at the Mechaber and the Rambam that we mentioned at the outset in Siman Tzadi Hey, let's just go back for a minute to the Ran's first explanation. The Ran's first explanation is that the Tam of Basar and the Tam Cholov are mixed up B'toch HaMayim. He's not saying that the Mayim are Bolin. That was his second explanation as to why it should be Asur. And that's because the Mayim are Bolea, both the Tam Basar and the Tam Cholov, each one a Tam Sheni, simultaneously, and that's Miyad, came in Shabbaliolam. But in his first answer, he's saying that the taroves of the two tamim are betoch hamayim. Do you understand what he means by betoch hamayim? Because the mayim are simply like a kli kibul, so to speak, holding on to these two tamim, but not because there's a plate of, no, that's not the word I want to use. Not because there's a blia of Tam Basar and Tam Cholov in the Mayim, and then the Mayim are Chozrim V'Osrim. But in this water, you have a Tarovus of two Tam. Now, what does the Ran mean that since in the Mayim you have a Tarovus of two Tamim, therefore it's not considered not bar not? So again, on a simple level, just superficially, what the Ran means is that in the case of Dagim, the Dagim are going to bring the Tam into the Cholov when you cook the Dagim with Kuta. What that means is, if I can use a term from modern Hebrew, the Dagim is an Emtza'i. It's really an intermediary that's carrying the Tam of Basar into the Tam of Cholov. And in such a case, Shmuel was machadish that a tam hetera cannot serve, in this case the dogim, as an emtza'i. But lu yitzur, the tam of the basar and the tam of the cholov, would mix in the mayim in such a way that the mayim does not serve as an emtza'i, but rather two tamim are mixing together. And again, this has nothing to do with miyad. Although again, in the Ran's second answer, it is a case of Miyad, and that's why there's no Shmuel. But even without that, forget about the fact that it's Miyad. But rather, what we're saying is, the Ramban and the Mechaber say, well, the Tam goes from the Basar into the Kli and from the Kli into the Mayim, and that Mayim is like Dagim, and then the Tam from the Cholov goes into the Kedera, from the Kedera into the Mayim, and therefore you want to know when the Mayim has a no saint tam bar no saint tam situation, then you could question it, because maybe it is no saint tam bar no saint tam the way the Ramban understands it, because both tamim are tam of heter. Or do we say no, since they mix immediately miyad, that's not called no saint tam bar no saint tam, it was omeg litzarif mitchilas brioso? But now the Ran is, in his first answer, is throwing out a different approach. He's saying, the Ran, that I don't have to introduce the issue of whether the Mayim are Bolim, both Tam Basar and Tov, and Tam Mayim. Forget about the Mayim. We're not working with a blia of a Tam in the Mayim that's now being passed on to the Cholov. That's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about with the Tam of the Basar and the Tam of the Cholov both mixed together, B'toch HaMayim. So the Mayim is only an ambiance, it's only an atmosphere within which the two Tamim mix together. It's not that the Mayim is going to bring the Tam from the Basar once it's Bolea, and once it absorbs the Tam and the Basar into the Kutach or into the Chol. It seems to me that maybe the Ran in his first answer is operating with the Mata Yonasan, so to speak. Again, the Ran was 1,000 years before the Mata Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. But if you take a look in the Mata Yonasan, I have a summary of it here. Of course, I misplaced the page, but we'll find it hopefully.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to read it from here. He has a very beautiful summary of the Mata Yonis on page Kuf Nun Zayin. Give me just a second to see if I may have left it on the table. I'm so sorry.
How are you?
Good. Thanks. Good. 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 Let's just see. Now, the Mata Yonasan in Simon Sadi Hesed Beis is trying to answer the following kasha. The Ramban is of the opinion that Tam Sheni is an Oser. I mean, for example, in the case of the Velosh, clearly a Tam Sheni is an Oser. And the Ramban says that not Barnata, Teir of Shmuel, is because of Tam Shlishi, that although a Tam Sheni can be an Oser, but if it's a Tam Sheni of Hetera, then it cannot generate an Iser into another Tavshil, which is called the Tam Shlishi. And the Ramban brings a, what I call a knockout Raya. I mean, there's no way of, it doesn't seem to any way to slug up this Raya. From the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Alpha Amid Beis, the Gemara says that if you cook milchiks in a fleshika pot, you need Shishim. If it's been Osei Tam, then the Cholav is awesome. Now, how could that be, says the Ramban. If you're going to hold that Tam Sheni itself is Mutter, not the way the Ramban understands, not by not that it's because the Tam Sheni goes into a Tam Shlishi, but because the Tam Sheni itself is Mutter, in a case of Etei Bola. So then here's a case of a Tam Sheni. Why? Because you have a Fleshika pot, so the meat gave Tam into the Kedera, from the Kedera now into the Cholav, and that's a Tam Sheni. And you're telling me that Tam Sheni can't be an Oser. Well, I'm going to tell you, says Rabbi, no, a Tam Sheni will be an Oser, and it will Asa the Cholav, with the exception of the case of Tam Shlishi, where the Dugim are the medium in between. But here there's no medium in between. You took milk and you cooked it in a fleshika pot. The Tam goes directly from the pot. The Tam Basa goes directly from the pot into the Cholav, and it's all awesome. And the Gemara says so explicitly. So you see, a Raya Gemura, that Tam Sheni is awesome. It's only when you have a Tam Shlishi, which means in the middle you have a Dugim, so the Tam Sheni goes into the Dugim, and from the Dugim into the Kuta. Now this kasha of the Ramban is a kasha on the shitos of those Rishonim, and I'm looking here at an essay in a sefer called Otzer HaYunim, which has a collection of many Rishonim, including the Bali Atosis, that hold that Tam Sheni in Heter is not an Oser, and the Ramban's Raya has to be dealt with, and the Mata Yonasan is going to try to answer that question.
Right.
Yeah.
There's simple answers to that.
Please. Yeah. I don't see any simple answers.
So the Cholov is Cholov, and the Cholov goes into the Kedera, Kasha the Kedera, and then the Kedera is closer and also the Cholov. In other words, you don't have to worry about the Basar going into the Cholov, you have to worry about the Cholov going into the Basar.
I hear. Let me think about that as we go along. Okay? It sounds right. I just. Now, let me just point out to you that this kasha is even more severe if you hold like the Acherim in the Ramban. The Acherim in the Ramban were Machadish, that if you take meat and you cook it together with basa, with dogim in the same pot, then Shmuel's principle of not barnat et tera operates. When you take the dogim and you cook it with Kutach, everything is mutter. Why? Because the basar gives off its tam into the dogim, and from the dogim into the kutach. That's called the tam sheni. Again, even though all the Rishon and the Ramban, they argue, but what about the tam of the cholav itself? That's a tam Rishon. Okay, fine. So we'll have to deal with that kasha. But according to the shita, the acherim of the Ramban, that Tam Sheni is not an Oser, So why can't I cook milchiks in a fleishika pot? The fleishiks goes into the pot, from the pot into the chalav. And the Gemara says it's us. So let me read to you a summary that he has here in the Otzar Yunim in the name of the Matir Yonason. You'll see it inside of the Matir Yonason. He says, Madua osu levashel cholov v'kedera shebishel b'basar l'deya zu shetam sheni mutal gamre. He says the following. Zeu dafka im misarev b'machel acher. When do we say that a tam sheni is mutter? That's because the tam sheni went into a tavshil, right? So you have the tam of the basar going into the dogim. And the dogim, he says, has its own tam. She yesh lo tam mitzad atzmo. So he says that whenever you take the basar, and you create a tam sheni of the basar, if that tam sheni is in a tavshil, he calls it a machal, then it has its own tam mitzad atzmo. And that's what weakens the tam and makes it into a tam sheni. So for example, when the tam basar enters into the dag has a tam dogim, and that weakens the tam of the basar. Ach im nivla v'kedera, but if on the other hand, we're not talking about the dogim giving tam into the kutach, where the tam of the basar in the dogim became kolish because of the tam, the unique or indigent tam of the dogim, but rather you're talking about a case of a kedera. He says, kevan she'ein v'kedera tam mishal atzma. The kedera doesn't have its own tam, is therefore nechshav l'tam rishon. Notice now the kedera becomes the conduit, the emtsai, to bring the tam rishon of the basar into the cholav that you're cooking in this fleishik pot. Is nechshav, it's considered as if nivla min habasar, that the blia in the kedera is the blia of tam basar. It's now going to give that tam into the cholav. L'chein osu levashel cholav v'kedera shebishel b'basar. Ki tam ha'basar shebekedera lo niklash. And why is it that the tam of the basar in the kedera is lo niklash? Because the kedera itself has no tam. V'tam ha'basar shebecholav nechshav kilu yotza me'habasar l'cholav. So the tam ha'basar going through the kedera now enters into the cholav. The kedera in no way plays the role of a maklish satam, because the kedera has no tam unto itself. Again, what would be in an old kedera that has its own tam? That's a different story. But let's say he takes a new kedera. So the kedera is neutral. It has no tam whatsoever. And therefore, it's able to carry the original tam basa as a tam rishon directly into the cholav when you cook the cholav in this kedera. And there's no possible tam kolish over here, because tam kolish is a result of the fact that the tam of the basar ends up in the dag, and you want to generate a tam of basar b'cholav from the tam basar the dogim. Well, the dogim already would be machlish the tam of the basar, because the dogim have a tam b'fnei atzma. A fascinating insight of Rabbi Yonason Ivershitz. But I was wondering if you could apply the logic of Rabbi Yonason Ivershitz to Mayim. Mayim also is something that doesn't have a tam. I mean, that's the sugi and ketzim of Aruchim, right? And the only reason we make a bracha on Mayim is if it quenches your thirst. So you're really not making it. You're not making a bracha on the tam of Mayim. You're making a bracha on the thirst quenching, the tzimaon, right? But let's say you drink water and you're not thirsty, then you would not make a bracha. Again, I'm not pasking, I'm just saying in theory. So if we assume that just like Rabbi Yonason Ivershitz claims that a kedera can be a direct conduit to bring a tam basar to chalav, and it's not that the kedera itself weakens the tam of the basar, because the kedera has no tam unto itself. Ein lo tam b'fnei atzma. It's not like the dogim. In other words, the haklashas atam, according to Shmuel, is based on the confrontation, if you will, between two different tamim. So you have the tam of basar in the dogim, and the dogim has its own tam. But if the tam of basar is going through the kedera, it goes directly into the cholov, and it's never been changed. It's never been diminished, because the kedera has no tam b'fnei atzma. And perhaps this could shed a light on the first explanation of the Ran. Because what did the Ran say in his first explanation? He claims that in the case where he washes the Kedera Besoris in a Machvas Chalovis, and everything is a Roseach, and he says this is not a case of No Saint Tom Bar No Saint Tom. And the reason for that, he says, is because the Mayim is just a place, so to speak, where the two Tamim gather together. So that the Mayim is not going to have any impact on the Tam Basar going into the Mayim, or the Tam Cholov going into the Mayim, because the Mayim has no Tam Bifnei Atzma. So if the Mayim has no Tam Bifnei Atzma, there's no room for Akloshas Atam. Meaning, the Ramban who is Matir, he might be saying that when the Tam Basar goes in and the Tam Cholov goes in, then what the Mayim does is, it's going to be maklish the tamim, and then we apply Shmuel's principle of no saint tam bar no saint tam. But the answer is, says the Ran, that Mayim is not going to be maklish, because Mayim doesn't have a tam b'fnei atzma. And the only time that I'm going to apply the principle of not bar not, it says the Mati Yonason, is when I have dogim, which means I have a tam onto itself.
Taz
says such a thing?
No, Taz on this halacha on the Chumrah says that if you've got a pot with Yerokas in it, and you dip in a meaty pot of Yerokas in it, and you dip in a milky fork, it'll be the same Shaila. It's also got the same time two things meet
into one medium.
In the next Yerokas.
And he says it's awesome.
He says the same thing. He quotes the rant, the first reason of the rant. Is in the special mind of the rockers, they're off the never special, and talking about Kavshah Basad and Yemma. And it's from Zer.
But where is it? I'm sorry, it's on the same page that I'm on?
Sivkotten Ches.
Ches?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just see where we have it. I'll see what you're referring to. It starts with the Yesha Osrim?
Yeah.
Okay. And where should I begin?
He quotes the Ran, then
right, and then it's in Mishavahoshi, that part.
Yeah.
In the special Mayim, O Yerokos B'kedera Chol Leves Bas Yoma V'tochvu. Oh boy, this is more complicated. So he's got Mayim that's now Lechora was Bolea Cholav, right? And Tochvu Bo Kafshol Basa Ben Yoma. Who's going to get Tav Bas Yoma? Usum Zed Zed Shem Nachus Yofi.
That's means there's water in the pot when you cook the Yerokos.
Just 1 second. I think what he's saying is that what happens is, in this case, just give me a second, this Pashlu Mayim, etc. B'kedera Cholet Vasiyama. So now he has the Tam going into the Yerokos, or into the Mayim. And then Tochvu Bo Kaf Shel Basar Ein Shishim Kenegid HaKaf Is Osrim Zeh Zeh Afim Shneem Yav Shel Zeh Mamish Din Karas Shel Hid Chubiyar Chasavtis Shem Motzi B'Yosu. So again, I'm not sure, maybe you can clue me in on this, which of the two explanations of the Ran is he accepting? I would think that either one, you should come to the same conclusion. Why? Because what happens? He's tochev a kafshel basar into this kedera that has mayim, and the mayim is bolea the
or yerakos.
Or Yerach, okay, we'll get to Yerach in a second, but I'm just saying, he's saying that, just to get the general structure here, that we have Mayim that has both a tam of basar and a tam of cholov, right? Because first he cooks this water in milch kapah, then he inserts a kaf of basar. So just think, if you go with the, let's say we go with the.
If you go with the first explanation of the Ran Shmuta,
right? I'm not sure. If he, because he rokos, you mean, or because of mine?
Even mine,
right? Even mine, why should it be mutter? Lechora, both tamim. Well, let's start with the second explanation of the Ran, which is Tosus' second explanation, that we're talking about a case of Miyah. None of this would make sense according to Tosus' first explanation, because there's no negia of two different. Unless he has an Igiyah, but that's not what he's talking about. But let's go with the second explanation of Tosus, which I think is identical with the second explanation of Ran. What's happening is that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Miyad. You've got two things at the same time.
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah. Is this Miyad or is this not Miyad?
You have two things in Miyad, but the spoon itself. It's not
you think it's Miyad?
I don't think it's Miyad because the spoon itself is only a tam basar. So it's not like the tam, the two tam are meeting Miyad. The tam sheni is meeting Miyad.
If you wash up that steam in this pot, then that's the case of this.
It's Carl Basar. You want to fight this out? I don't know.
Right. Why do you think it's a tam also a tam?
No, I'm just wondering. You see, in the case where he washes, you know, both of these kelim together simultaneously, then with one, you know, with one plate as a tam, he's got both cholov and basar. Here, you get the impression that he started cooking mayim or yirokos, and the tam of the cholov goes into the mayim or the yirokos, and then. Tachvavov kaf shel basar. I mean, that's not miyat, I would say.
It's constantly giving the tam out. Every time the bishul of the choshev, it's nice and tam.
Maybe that's a different halacha. No. You may come up with chidushim, which I'm not aware of, but just simply, it's not miyat in this case.
He didn't
have to put a kaf shel levis, or what was it, a kaf shel basar, into this kedera. Right? He decided to do so for whatever reason. And that's not called biyad. In other words, the tam of the cholov in these yirokos or in this mayim was not omeg litztarif. So if that's the way we're understanding the Ran in the second answer, Tosus as well, I don't know why the Taz thinks that this would be awesome. And if you're going to go with the first answer in the Ran, then I can understand mayim. I'm not sure if I understand yirokos. Let's see, in the case of mayim, what's happening is that the mayim is not offering any sort of a tam like the dugim to be maklish the cholov or the basar, whichever way it was. But I don't know, in the case of Yerukas, you won't be able to say that. So the Taz is certainly not going to work out with our explanation of the Ran's first answer. But you know what? Let's get back to this Taz in 5 minutes, because first I want to focus on the Ramah. I think if we focus on the Ramah, then maybe the Taz will make a little bit more sense.
I just want to say I was wrong. I mean, I thought it wasn't Miyad just because I read it, but it's identical to Tosus's case.
Again, it's not similar to Tosus's case.
I'm not sure something like you.
Tosus's case is where he's washing both dishes simultaneously under one fire, so the plate of both basar v'cholov is happening simultaneously and immediately after the plate. Here it's bazach or zeh. But again, just give me 5 minutes because my head is wrapped around a certain sequence. So let's just go back to the Ramah for a minute. The Ramah says the following, that he paskins first of all yesh osrim, which means he reflects the Shita of Tosus and the Ran against the Ramban and against the Mechaber. But then he writes the following. He says, okay, first he talks about Ein Ben Yomo, fine. And then he says, "Avolim Shneim Bnei Yoman, V'diach Osan B'Yachad, V'Kli Rishon, Hakol Osan." V'hachi no'agim v'yem l'shamas. Then he writes, V'davka shehutchu b'yachad u'bekli rishon aval im hutchu zechar zeh. So let's stop for a moment. If, let's say, it wasn't that he washed the fleishika pot inside a milchika pot, but rather he washed both of them, but not simultaneously, but rather b'zecher zeh. What does that sound like? Again, why is the Ramah going to be mekil if he first washes the fleisha kapat and then washes the milcha kapat? It's no longer what?
Miyad.
It's not miyad. In other words, the Ramah, when he paskins v'yesh osrim like Tosfos, is going with the second answer to Tosfos, and the second answer to Tosfos is that the reason why not bar not doesn't apply in this dishwashing case is because it's miyad. So he says, but if he would do it zachar zeh, okay? All right, then he goes on to klisheni, then everything is mutter. So the Ran is paskining like the second explanation of Tosfos and the Ran, and therefore everything is mutter. Now let me just ask you one question. What is the nature of the kli, I don't know, we'll call it a kedera or whatever you want to call it, into which he is cleaning both of these pots? Is it fleishiks or milchiks? And the answer is, it's neither. It's neither fleishiks nor milchiks. Right? It's eno shel basar, eno shel cholos. So he's got, when I was a kid, we used to call it a shissel. I don't know if that word means anything to you, right? So you have this big shissel. You wash your fleishik dishes in the shissel. And then you wash your milchika dishes in the shissel, and everything mixes in the same mayim, and yet the Ramah is matir. And the answer is because it's bazeh chazeh, and it's not miyah. So in other words, the tam basar, let's say if he washes the fleishiks in the shissel first, is not omid litztarev with the tam cholah, because right now there is no tam cholah, and it's exactly like dogin. However, the plot goes thicker in the next line in the Ramah. Because Ramah writes, if you turn the page, V'yim'ira mikli rishon shel basar al kli cholav. And now the Ramah is holding that iri kli rishon has the same status as kli rishon. The oser. Now, one thing is crystal clear. The Ramah is not accepting the first answer to Tosfos. Because the first answer to Tosfos says that it's because of the negi of the two kalim. Here there's clearly no negi of two kalim. Is that clear? In other words, there's no way that the Ramah could aser iri kli rishon of basar into a kli of a kli basar into a kli cholov if he holds like the first answer to Tosfos, that the reason why Tosfos argues against the Ramban is because of negi's kalim. There's no negi's kalim here at all. So certainly, according to the first answer of Tosfos, that the reason why the Karos and the Yora are Osrim Zed says because of Nogim Zebazeh, that would not in any way generate an Easter in the case of Iri Kli Basar into Kli Cholov. And this you'll see in the Tasif Katan Yud Gimel, if you take a look. Now, can we explain the Ramah based on the first understanding of the Ran? Because in the first understanding of the Ran, we have a Tam Basar and a Tam Cholov mixing together B'toch HaMayim, if you remember. So if that be the case, then even if you put the Ka'aros Shel Basar and the Ka'aros Shel Cholov B'zecher Zeh into a Shissel, which is Parva, there's going to be a mixture of Tam Basar and Tam Cholov in the Mayim. And there's no way, therefore, that the Ramah could be matir. So look what we've excluded in the Ramah. We've excluded, number one, the first explanation of Tosfos. He cannot be operating with Negias Basar Zebozeh. Because how could he aser Iri Kli Rishon of a Kli Basar into a Kli Chol? That would not make any sense. There's no Negias Kalin. On the other hand, he cannot be operating with the Ron's first explanation, because in the Ron's first explanation, it would make no bit of difference if he's washing both of these kalim, basar and chalav, in a parva kli, in a shisel, because what's going to happen is, according to the Ron, there's going to be a taroves of basar and chalav within the medium of the water. Not that the water is bolea, but that betoch hamayim there's a belief of. Say, how can Rabbi be matu that? What we're left with then is the second answer of Tosus, which is the second answer of the Ron. And that means that everything depends upon whether it's miyat. And therefore, the Ramah is understood when he says that you can wash your milchika dishes first and then your milchika dishes second, and your fleshika dishes second, or vice versa, in this medium of a shisel of something that's neither basar nor chalav. And the reason for that is because the time of the bus is going to go into first at stage one. The time of the chalav is going to go in at stage two. But now let's ask, if that be the case, then why does the Ramah prohibit iri kli rishon of basar kli chalav? Because lechora, so that the Ramah is going to say is a tarovus miyat. Why? Because as soon as the hot water, which is, you know, he's holding that iri kli rishon is kli rishon, as soon as it hits the bottom, right, it hits bottom barrel, meaning it hits the basar, then immediately you're going to have a taroves of both the tam cholov and the tam basar, right? Again, it's a little bit strange. Why? Because he's heating up water in a milchika pot. So lechora, the water was already bolea the cholov at that moment. So when he pours the water off into a kli rishon, I'm sorry, when he pours the water off and it's iri kli rishon into a kdera besaris, so isn't that, just one second, I'm trying to figure out if that's miyad or not. This is very profound. On the one end, the tam cholov went into the liquids, right? So you have a milchika pot, and now, let's say you cook whatever you're cooking, right? He doesn't tell you what you're cooking, but let's say it's water. It doesn't matter right now. So he's cooking water, so now the tam of chol goes into the water, and then he pours the water into a kli besari. Or the other way around, kli rishon shel basar al kli cholav. So why is that considered miyad? I'm in a bind over here. I'll tell you what it is. I don't have an answer to this. The Rambah has excluded two out of three explanations that we had for arguing against the Ramban and not applying that bar none. He cannot be holding Tosus' first explanation of Kiyas Basar because he was Matir, because he was Oser in the case of Irui. There's no Nagias Kalim. He cannot be holding like the Ran's first answer because then even if it wasn't Bavasachas, since both Tama will mix in the Mayim, then everything is awesome. So he has to be holding that there's a difference whether it was miyad or not miyad. Correct? And that's why he says that if you first started with milchiks and then you went to fleishiks, then everything is mutter. Then why is iri kli rishon considered miyad? That's what I don't have. If I knew the answer to that question, then all the pieces would fit into the puzzle. For some reason, the Ramah considers iri kli rishon to be miyad. And I don't understand it because lechora, the tam of the, well, let's just go with his case, kli rishon shel basar, the tam of basar already went into the tavshil or whatever it is that you're cooking in this clay basar, and then only later when he pours it into a kli chalav, then you're gonna have a mixture of the tam. But the tam of the basar in the tavshil or in the mayim, whatever it might be, was not omeg litztarif. Don't know why he says that that's considered omeg litztarif.
Same way.
Yeah, what he said? I mean, I thought if we'd answer this question, maybe we'd get back to the Taz, you know, with the tchiva. Yeah, go ahead.
Same way in the case of utchuk zeh chazeh. He's only matter if it's utchuk zeh chazeh. You first wash one, then you wash the other. If you start washing one, then while you're still washing the first one, you put in the second one. that's still called miyat, because at one stage correct. They're together.
So correct. Is that what's going on here?
Same thing here. Oh. Pouring it with kinuach shaloi nifsak, kinuach shaloi nifsak, from the kli shalchot to the kli shalbasal. So you've got mayim here connected between these two kelim. So that's miyat.
Nitzok and katafris. Yeah. So in other words, the tam is being niflat from the kli basar, is continuously being niflat, and the plata is going with this flow.
Yeah.
And would that help us with the taz? Let's go back to the taz. Ah, because the taz is talking about a case where it's cooking.
It just depends. What
yeah, but I don't understand if that. So again, how do you solve the problem of bazecher zeh? Right, he washes kli chalav, and then he washes kli basar.
He washed the kli chalav, took the kli chalav out.
Ah, he took the kli chalav out. Excellent. He removed the kli chalav. Wait, just give me a minute. This is brilliant. I mean, I'm very happy about this. One second. Let me just see if in my mind I can understand what you're saying. You know, sometimes your ideas are so deep I don't understand them. Let me see. So maybe what we're going to say is the following, that if he took out the chalav, then at that point it stopped, as we said before, right? So the time again, it doesn't matter what, the chalav is now stuck in the mayim, right? So, and it's not omid litzar. But if on the other end, he would simultaneously have both being polet, and therefore in the case of irui, and also in the case of the taz, that since according to the taz, he is now cooking a tavshil, correct? Let's go through the taz again. What number was the taz? It was ches, right? That mishum hachi im nisbashil, let me get this, v'kterechol levis bas yoma. Ah, v'tachvu bo kafshel basar, while the bishul process is going on, and therefore the plata is going on continuously, and therefore there's an immediate miyad, there's never a moment of stop, right? There's never a moment you could say it's ain't all me, let's start. Why?
At that time, there was a plata which was in it, which was...
Yeah, it's a little bit different than what I said, because... I said it all depends upon whether it's Omed Litzar. If I'm not sure if it's Omed Litzar, if he decides later. But what we're saying is that even if it's not Omed Litzar, but it still is a plata of both Tam Basar and Tam Chalav simultaneously. They're both being Niflat, and there's going to be a Tarovus of those Tam together. Shkur. I like that very much. So that was the piece that I couldn't figure out. Okay, let me just end it with this. Is that the last thing that I wanted to say? I had one more. Yeah. Just one second. Oh. So again, if you go with the first understanding of Tosis, it's Poshut, then in the case of Iri, it should be Mutter. Okay, and for that we have the Taz and Sifyut Gimel. And, oh. Then we have the first explanation of the Ran. That's going to be difficult because how could the Ramah be matir and hudchu kelim bozecher zeh? Because it's going to be a simultaneous bliya of basar v'cholov in the mayim, right? The tocha mayim. Oh, then we're going to have to assume that the Ramah accepts the second explanation of Tosus and the Ran. And therefore, what we're going to say is that in this case of Iri Kli Rishon, at the moment that there's going to be Platas Tam Basar into the Mayim, correct? It's at that moment it's going to be Mitzar for the Tam Cholav that's being Niflat from the Kedera itself. So there's a moment in time in which both Tamim are Omed Omdim Litzar. Okay? That's what we have over here. And perhaps I don't know. Do you have a bir agra here? Yud ches. The lo shayach kan tamim shal tosus. V'umamish din dogim shal bekuta. That's what the Gaon says. If you look in Chaf Aleph, the Gaon says Kitam Hasheni Shel Tosus. Oh, Kitam Hasheni Shel Tosus. So the Gaon definitely came up with this chiddush. Now, what we have left for another time, perhaps, although it's not a full discussion, but he says that if it was a kli she'eno ben yomo, then the Rama says everything's mutter. And you wonder what the Rama is coming to be mechadish. I mean, we know that that if you cook a tavshil, even in a pot that was boleh the vela, if it's an eino ben yomo, then everything is mutter. So what is the Rama coming to add over? Now, one last question before I let you go. Are you gentlemen interested, or have you learned the sugya about a pas choleves, in other words, a milk piece of bread? Have you? Is that something that you got up to or you didn't get up to? No? All right, so we'll have to negotiate that, because I had something to say about a fleshe kapas and a milk kapas. Now, once upon a time, Yonatan, you had mentioned kufiyut. You know, whenever I hear kufiyut, I get chills up my spine, sveksveka and so forth. But I'm softening up a little bit. So if you're still interested in that, let me know. Okay, then? All right, Shkoyach. Is there a possibility of Myron? Yeah? Oh, great.